Today's daf, Be'ezer Hashem, is daf Yud Amud Aleph, the ninth daf in Shas, also one of the longest dafim in Shas, combined with the fact that we did not complete all of Tesem Abayz, Be'ezer Hashem, we've got our work cut out for us. 12 lines from the bottom on Tesem Abayz. Amar Le Rebbe Lo L'Ula. Rebbe Lo said to Ula, the Gemara here is discussing the concept of Smichas Ge'ula L'Tfila, that there is a profound idea that one needs to connect the bracha of Gal Yisrael to Shemona Esrei. Previously, on our previous daf, the Gemara spoke about saying Kriya Shema immediately before the time that we call Vasikin, and then davening at Vasikin. Amar Le Rebbe Lo Ula, Ki Ayalas L'Hasam Shol B'Shleima D'Rev Bruna Achi. When you go over there, when you go up there to Eretz Yisrael, ask about my brother, Rebbe Bruna, B'maimad Kol HaChabura, in front of everybody, to emphasize how important he is. The Adam Gadol, he's a great man, V'sameach B'mitzvah, and he enjoys mitzvah. Zimna Chada, one time, Samach Geula L'Tfila, he put Geula next to Tfila, V'lo Pasachuka Mipume Kol Yoma, and he didn't stop smiling the entire day. A fascinating gemara that somehow smichas gula l'tfila will bring a tremendous amount of simcha to a bal madrega. In fact, this line of the gemara is one of the points that Rav Nevinzal Shlita made in one of his hespedim for Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, where he said that Rav Shlomo Zalman never directly rebuked Talmidim, but one time when he saw that that Rav Nevinzal and his friends were cracking a lot of jokes, he gently told them, I see that you were Samech Geula L'Tfila this morning. And, of course, it takes a learned person to know what he was referring to. Rav Nevinzal immediately understood that he was referring to this Gemara, and for that reason, because they were Samech Geula L'Tfila, they haven't stopped smiling all day. And that was a gentle way of saying that, telling them to become more serious. How Rebbe gives Musar requires a tremendous amount of chachma. Continues the Gemara, Hechi Matzi Samech. How could one ever be Samech Gula Tfila? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchilu Amar, Hashem Svasai, Tiftachu Fiyagi Tila Sechel, B'sofar Amar Yehi Ratzim Rifi, V'chulei. That you have prayers before Shemon Esri. You say, Hashem Svasai. So then you're breaking between the Brach of Gal Yisrael and the Baruch Atah Elokeinu V'lekeav L'seinu. Amar Lazar Te... You could ask the same question by Ma'ariv. It seems to be a mistake in the older edition of the Gemara that they put a period after B'tfilah Shel Arvis. That should not be there. How could they have had Smichas Gula Tfilah? But did Rabbi Yochanan say, excuse me, how could Tfilas Arvis work? They asked a similar type of question. Because in Ma'ariv we have the brach of Hashkivenu, Vamra Biochan Zel Banolam Abaza Samakula Tvila. Zel Samakula Shal Arvis, Latvila Shal Arvis, not only Samakula, but even in regards to Arvis. Elam Rebbe Lazar, Tahei Bitvilas Mincha. Some said no, then it must be that a Mayriv, there isn't the same sea of Smichas Gula Latvila. Ravashi Amar Filutema Akulu. Really, even on Ma'ariv, the kivin the kavu rabbanan b'tfila. Since the rabbanan put into the tefillah the bracha of Hashkivenu, k'tfila richta damya, it's considered like a long tefillah, and that would apply for Hashem svasai tiftach. Di lo teimachi, because if you would not say this, arvis eichim atzusamich va'aboy lemeim Hashkivenu. El kivin the tikkun rabban Hashkivenu k'geula richta damya. Hachinami kin rabban b'tfila k'tfila richta damya. It's all considered part of the tefillah. What emerges from our Gemara is a fascinating idea, and that is that we considered Hashkivenu, the bracha of Hashkivenu, as one long tefillah arich. The Gemara pointed out that we have the end of tefillah that has Yu L'Ratzon Imrei Fi. That is actually the conclusion, the halachic conclusion of Shemona Esrei. So the Gemara, six lines from the bottom, Michti, Hayu Yu L'Ratzon Imrei Fi Mashma, Libesof, Mashma Ikara, as a connotation of both a conclusion, let my tefillah be one that is accepted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also it could be an introduction. It could be both. Dibeina Lameimar, It could also be from the my tikinu, my time tikinu rabban la'acha yudches brachos. Lemru meikara. Let them say it in the beginning. Why at the end? I'm reviewing the Brei Rabbi Shimon Pazi. Hov lo amru David el achar yudches parshiyos. Prior to you, Ratzon in Tehillim, there are 18 prakim. So too, fichas tikin rabban la'acha yudches brachos. It's put after the yudches brachos. Asks the Gemara, there are 18 prakim. Hani yudches yutes havyin. They're 19. Ashri yish v'lom rakshu agoyim chada parsha. The Gemara answers that the first two, Prakim and Tefillin, Ashrei Ha'ish, V'lam Rakshu Gabayim, we consider them one. So Amar of Yehuda, Brei Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Kuf Gimel Parshis Amar David. V'lo Amar Haleluka, David says 103 Parshis, and he didn't use the expression Haleluka, Ach Rabbim Apalosan Shav Rishon, until he saw that the Rishon had fallen down. Shenem Ma'itam Chatoim, Min Ha'aretz, Rishon Ma'idinam, Barchin Afshi Es Hashem, Haleluka. When he sees the Rishon fall, then he says, Haleluka, David does. So David waited all that period of time to say Haleluka until he recorded the Tehillim describing the Apollo of the Rishon. Asks the Gemara, and this is how it appears in our Tehillim as well, Hani Kuv Gimel Kuv Dalet Havyon. It's not 103, it's 104. Barchi Nafshi appears in Kuv Dalet. El Shema Mino, we see from here, Asher Yishvel Marok Shugoyim Chada Parsha. We view it as one Parsha. Am Rishon, Ben Echmein, Ben Kol parsha is a chaviva al David pasach baba ashrei. We see him baba ashrei. Every one of the tilims that were dear to David start with ashrei and end with ashrei. Tichsev ashrei ish. That's how tilim starts. We see him ashrei tichsev ashrei kol chosei boy. That's how what we call colloquially perek beis concludes. The Gemara continues with agadat ahanar bar yuni David b'shavusei the Rabbi Meir. There were thugs that lived in the neighborhood of Rabbi Meir, Vavim Kametzar, they too, and they would bother him. Have it called Boy Rabbi Meir Rachmi Alayu. Eichi Dili Musu. He asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Rachmanas that they should die, they should stop driving him crazy. Real thugs. Amrale Brur Yudabesu, the famous Brur Yudah wife, Rabbi Meir said, Mai Daitoch, Mishum Dechsiv Yitamu Chatoim. Why did you ask that they be destroyed? Because Hashem says, at the end of Tim Kuf Dalid, we say in Rosh Chodesh, Yitam uchatoim min ha'aretz u'rishoim oidein bom, oideinam. That you're davening that the chatoim should be destroyed. Mi ksiv choitim? Does it say the sinners? Chatoim ksiv. We daven, Bruria argues, not that the rishoim be destroyed, but their sins be destroyed. Va'id and deeper, Shapil l'safei dekra. Look at the end of the pasuk. His wife admonishes him. Urishoyim oidein nam. There won't be any rishoyim. Why? Kivan yitamu chatoim urishoyim oidein nam. The pasuk reads beautifully. Yitamu chatoim in aris urishoyim oidein nam. The rishoyim won't be there. Ela boi rachmi l'adi l'adri b'tshuva. Rather ask Rachmanus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should do tshuva. Rabbi Meir took his wife's admonishment and he asked Rachmanes boy Rachmelo v'hadru b'tshuva, and they did tshuva. It worked. The Gemara recounts another incident where Bruria pointed out to someone that they had read a pasuk incorrectly. Two lines into the wine in Yod Amar Alf. Amalo lo hahu seduki libruria. There was a Sadducee who did not believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, who said to Bruria, "Ksiv, the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Dalit, Rani Akara Lo Yalada. Rejoice, the barren one who hasn't given birth, which is strange, as the Tzaduki will ask, what does it mean, rejoice? Pitzchi Rina Vitzali Lo Chala, break into glad song, Ki Rabin Benoy Neshemema Mi Bnei Ve'ula Amar Hashem. Because the children of the desolate one, who refers to Yerushalayim, has become more than the inhabited one. The Tzaduki asked the following question. Mishum delo yalada rani? Why should she rejoice if she's barren? Amrolei said Bruria to the Tzaduki, similar to what she had pointed out to Rabbi Meir, but here she adds one more word, which she does not say to Rabbi Meir in our earlier Gemara. Shatya, fool. That she didn't say to her husband. Shapil Sefe, the same expression. Finish the pasuk. Shapel Seva Dikra Dechsiv Ki Rabin B'Noy Shemema Mibnei Be'ulo. What we're saying is, Rani Akar, rejoice, the Akar Yerushalayim, because ultimately you'll have even more children than the inhabited ones, Amar Hashem. Ella, but then why does the Torah start that way? My Akar, why is she called Akar if she's really filled up? Ella My Akar, Lo Yada, Rani Klasis Yisrael, what it means is rejoice. Klal Yisrael, Shadom Elisha Akar, Shalo Yoda Bonim Legehenim Kavasichu. You're not like those, Kavasichu here means the Romans, the Adomim, you're not like them, who had many children went to Gehenim. So on the one hand, there are no children went to Gehenim. On the other hand, it's full, the city is full. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has begun to show that to us. May we be zocha to see it as well in the final Geula. The Gemara continues 7 lines in to the Y, Yud Amar Aleph. Another Tzeduki. Amalehu Tzeduki the Rabbi Avo. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, when David escapes from Avshalom. Mizva David Varcha Yifnei Avshalom Benoi. Uksiv, le David Mechtam, Vivarcha Bivnei Shaul B'ma'ara. The first of the two, Mizbal Dov Baruch of Ne'ashalom, is right at the beginning of Tillim Perek Gimel. The second that we quoted, Mipnei Shaul, that's Nun Zayin, asks the Saduki, Hai Maisa, hu Bereisha? Michti, Maisa Shaul Ave Bereisha. First, David had escaped from Shaul. Only later on in his life, after he became king, and his son Absalom rebelled, so then that took place later on. Yet, it's written out of order. Avshalom is mentioned first. Lichta Bereisha, Shaul should be mentioned first. Amarlei, Rabbi Yavo responded to the Tzeduki. Atan, the Lo Darshin Smuchin Kashu. Lichu. You who don't Darshin Smuchim, that you don't elaborate on the fact that there are psukim there next to each other, you just use the literal translation, you're bothered. Anan, Darshin Smuchin lo kashlach. But those of us who do Darshin Smuchin, we have an explanation. Where do we know that we're Darshin Smuchin? The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan taught, Smuchin min ator minayin. Shenemar, a remez, this idea is Smuchin la'ad, la'olam, asuyim be'emez v'yosher. Smuchin, when we Darshin it, Chazal understand as being emez v'yosher. So what is the answer to your question? Because Lama Nismacha Parshas Avshalom Parshas Gog Magog, Parshas Avshalom is put next to Parsha of Gog Magog. That's why it's mentioned in Gimel. Sheim Yom Elocha Adam Klum Yeshevet Shemari Berabo. If you're going to say they're never Gog Magog, Gog Magog is also a rebellion of sorts, where one nation is going to rebel against each other. And if you're going to argue that doesn't happen, Afat Yom Elo Klum Yesh Ben Shemari Ba'aviv. Just like Avshalom had the gall certain to rebel against his father, certainly there will be nations that are subservient to another that will have the gall to rebel. So that's why the pasuk of Avshalom is written where Gog Magog is, which is in the beginning of Sefer Tehillim, even though the story took place after Shaul, which is described in Tehillim Nun Zayin. 2 lines into the Yud Amar Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ma'ig Dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean in Mishlei that many of us sing every Friday night? Pia Pascha Bechachma Besares Chesed Alashona. Kineged Mi Amar Shalom Mikrazeh. Who was Shlomo intending to scribe in this pasuk? Says the Gemara. Lo Amru El Kineged David Aviv. He was describing his father David. Shadar Bechamisha Olim. That he lived in 5 worlds. He lived in 5 worlds. Va'omar Shira Bikulam. And he said Shira on all of them. Dor B'mei Imo. He lived in his mother's womb. Va'omar Shira. And he said Shira. And this is probably why the Gemara quoted this now. Because we had mentioned the Perek beforehand. Shenemar Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem V'chol Krovai Hashem Kodshoi. Mentioned the parsha of Baruch Nafshi, and there he said V'chol Krovai Hashem Kodesho. The Lashon Krovai seems to indicate the mother's womb. Yatzal Avir Olam. He went out to the world V'nistaka B'kochav Mazalos, and he saw the stars and the galaxies and Mazalos. However, one translates that
V'amar Shira, and he also said Shira. Shneem Maris Pasuk Zira also says Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov Giboy Reikoyach. He said the Vare Lishmal be called the Vare. Baruch Hu Hashem called Tzivav. Plays is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all the galaxies. Yonak Mishteima, when he nursed from his mother in his stackle b'dodeh, and he looked at his breast. V'amar Shira, he said Shira. Shneem Mar. Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem. And I haven't forgotten all of his chesed that he did to me. That's what gemul means to give. But here, Chazal Darshan, I call gemul v'amar Rabbi Avo, she'aslo adodim b'makom bina. That he created breasts in the place of bina. The place of bina is understood by many mefarshim as the place of the lave. And the neshama, which is mechuvan to nekeva, corresponds to the lave, the dadim, and the lave. Taimamai asks the Gemara, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the dadim over there? Some mefarshim add that with animals, the dadim are not there. It's around the area by the legs. Rav Yehuda, kidei shel yistakel makom erva, that the child, even when young, should not look at the makom erva. In order not to nurse from a place that's dirty. Continues the Gemara. Another shira that he said, he saw the downfall of Rishayim, which you pointed out was only later on until Mkof Dalit. That's another world that he lived in, and he's saying shira on. The downfall of the Rishayim. Mistakel biyom ha-misa, he looked at the day of death. Amar shira shenemar, baruchi nasi es Hashem, Hashem lekai godal mioid, hoid v'adar levashta. You dress in beautiful adornments, God. May mashma, dal yom ha-misa nemar. How do you see that pasuk is going on the day of misa? The day of death. Amar rabba baruch shila, misefa dinyana, from the end of the pasuk. Yechsiv tastir panecha yibaleon. Taisef Rucham Yigvaun Vel Afaram Yeshuvin. If you take a look further on, so there, quite a few psukim later in Pasuk Chavtes, there it talks about man's death, and even that period of time, David HaMelech praised HaKadosh Baruch. Rav Simi Barukva V'Amri Lamar Ukva V'Shchia Kamed Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. One of these two Amorim would often go to Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. V'Amisadar Agato Kamed Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Shimon Pazi would say it all in front of Yeshua Malevi. Amar Lei, Mike Dichsiv Baruch Nafshi Es Hashem, V'chol Krav Hayashem Kodshei. Amar Lei, Bo Re'esh Lo Kdes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basavdom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very different than a human manner. Midas Basavdom Sartzur Al Gabi Ekoisel Ve'en Yochel Hatol Bo Ruach Unishava Kraven Bnei Yayim. When a king commissions to have a beautiful drawing drawn, at the end of the day, he cannot put an neshama and other parts of the limbs inside that. Kadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. Sar Tzura B'tzach Tzura, he drew a drawing within a drawing. That refers to a fetus growing in the mother's womb. Umato Baruach Neshama Kreivim B'nei Me'ayim. And he put inside the intestines and the entire digestive system. Ahainu Damra Chana Ein Kadosh Kashem Kein Beltecha. That's what Chana exclaimed. There is no rock like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the period here is not in the right place. Mai ein sur kelokeinu, ein sayer kelokeinu. There's no one that creates like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mai kein biltecha. If it says ein sur, which means to draw, the play on the word sur, to sayer, so what's kein biltecha? Rav Yehuda ben Manasseh, al tikri, kein biltecha, ela ein Levaloisecha. What does that mean? Shaloik midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basavadam. Midas basavadam mivalinoisai. When a man sets out to do something big, often his own ambitions outlive him. Person who sets out to build a massive building, so often he dies before it. So that's what it means. Maiseyodov mivalinoisai. His works could swallow him up. Could be more than him. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is not that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevala matzah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swallows up his own actions. Amalo ana hachi kaminu lo.
I was asking about a different Baruch Hinashi. Hani Chamisha Baruch Hinashi Kineged Mi Amran David. Who were these five Baruch Hinashis supposed to correspond? He mentioned above five different expressions of Baruch Hinashi. What do they correspond to? Lo Amran, he said them, Ella Kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kineged Neshama. It was reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neshama. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Kol Olam, Af Neshama Mleis Kol HaGuf. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills up the entire world, so too Neshama fills up the entire world. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roeh Veinu Nira, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not seen, but sees. Af Neshama, so too Neshama, Roeh Veinu Nira. It sees, but it's not seen. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zanes Kol HaUlam Kulo, Af Neshama Zanes Kol HaGuf. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu feeds the entire world, so too the Neshama feeds the entire Guf. In other words, it's what gives its life to the body. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tohar, Af Neshama Tohar. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tohar, so too the Neshama is pure. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshe B'Chadre Chadorim. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits in secret in the hidden room of rooms. Af neshama yoshevus b'chadre chadarim. Yovo mi sheish bo chamishim dvarim halolu v'yeshabeach v'mi sheish bo chamishim dvarim halolu. Neshama comes who has these five things and it praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the nefesh of the person. That's the Baruch Hinafshi that praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe we could add, based on the nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph, it is not a coincidence that the neshama has the qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to many Baalei Kabbalah and in Nefesh HaChaim as well, the concept of the Neshama is really godliness itself, which man corresponds to. His body corresponds to a particular Neshama, which is a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Hence, what our Gemara is describing is not simply a parallel, but rather is a result of the neshama. That the neshama is what, as described in other places, as tachas mikisei hakavod, it represents a part of elokus, Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put inside of us. That's the tzelem elokim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put inside of us, which means, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, that our powers, what we can accomplish in this world, has a small part of the infinite kochos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, Reb Chaim Volozhiner explains the pasuk Sur Yilat Chateshi, that the creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can weaken him. In other words, if I don't chas v'chalila access the koach of my neshama, if I don't actualize the koach of neshama, then I'm weakening God's manifestation in the world because I am not accessing the koach of my neshama. I heard from Rabbi Tzvi Foyer that based on this, we could also explain why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. According to the Gemara, it's Kedesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, I want you to coronate me. Who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to coronate him? We're nothing compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But maybe, according to Nevesh, Rabbi Foyer claimed, then one could understand that, no, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is actually dependent on us. How is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is dependent on us even in the heavens? The answer is that we have a neshama that has all the properties of godliness, and the Kvod Malchus Shamayim, even in the heavens, is dependent on our actions. What a tremendous Musar, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He says the Beis HaMikdash, when it was destroyed, was not destroyed by Titus HaRosh. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by us because our actions had destroyed the heavenly Beis HaMikdash, and for that reason, the lower Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. This is a tremendous chizuk for us in terms of our own Avodas Hashem, to be able to realize and internalize that we have tremendous godly potential. We could create so much more than we ever thought that we can, and that comes from the koach haneshama, the vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, of being made b'tzelem elokim. It means that there is a godliness and a godly power that exists in every single individual. Continues the Gemara 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, my dichsiv. What does the pasuk in Kohelet mean? Mi ke'achacham umi yodea pesha. Dover. Who is the one who is a chacham and knows how to solve things? How do Chazal understand? Mi ke'akodesh baruch hu sheyodea lasos pshara ben shnei tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midah that he's able to come to a compromise, and he came to a compromise between two tzadikim. Ben Chizkiyo l'Yishayo. He came to compromise between Chizkiyo and Yishayo. Chizkiyo Amar. Chizkiyo etzeh. Chizkiyo Amar. There was a disagreement between Yishayo and Chizkiyo who should go to whom. Chizkiyo said, Lefi Yishayo Gabai. Yishayo should come to me. Dehachi Ashkam Beliyo. Dazel Gabe Achav. Eliyo went to appease Achav. By Shnema Vayelech Eliyo Laharis is Achav. Yishayo Amar, Lefi Chizkiyo Gabai. Yishayo said that Melech should come to me. Dashkam Beoram Ben Achav. Dazel Gabe Elisha. We find that the Melech went to Elisha. Masa Kodesh Baruch Hu. What did Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Classical moment. Where Yishayahu comes to visit Chizkiyahu and he's sick. So Masa Kodesh Baruch Hu, Evi Yisur Mal Chizkiyahu, V'amal Al Yishayahu, Lechu Lakir Sechalam. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Malachim says, Bayom Uchal Chizkiyahu Lamut, Vayavo Elav, Yishayahu Ben Amos Hanavi. Yishayahu came to Chizkiyahu. Vayom Elav, Koyem Ar Hashem, Tzav Levei Secha, Ki Meis Atav Elo Sechayeh. Who told him that he was going to die? Mai Ki Meis Atav Elo Sechayeh. You're going to be punished also that you won't live in Olam Haba. Yishayo's message was devastating. Chizkiyo had done many good things in his life. And he asked, why such a vicious punishment? Because you didn't try to have children. Amalei, he said to Mishum dechazoi li beruach hakodesh. I saw in ruach hakodesh nafik minoi b'nin delo malu. Gonna have kids that are not good. Amalei bahadi kivshi derachmana lamalach. What do you have to do with the secrets of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? You're gonna decide whether to have children or not. Ma'id mifkadet ibaylach. Let me have it. Whatever you're commanded to do, that you have to do. Umadanicha kamei kodesh berichu. Love it. And whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides best, that's what we've done. Amalei, he said to him, Hashta Havli Bartach. Marry your daughter. Efshar de Garma Zchusa Didivit Didach. Venafkimeno Bini de Ma'alo. And maybe special children count. Amalei Kfar Nigzrucha Alecha Gzeira. The Gzeira has already been put out that you're going to die. Chizkiyahu did not accept that. Ben Amot, Yishayo, you, the son of Amot, Kalei Nevuasach. Stop your Nevuah. V'yetzei and go out. Kach mekublani mi beis aviyaba. I have a Mesorah from my grandfather, from David HaMelech. Afilu cherev chadom nachas al tzavro shalav adam. Even if there is a sword sitting on top of the neck of a person. Al yimnatz mo min arachamim. He should never give up. It's Bernami Gemara. It says Rabbi Yochanan Blazer Darmi Tavaya Filu Cherev Chadam and Achas Avar Shal Adam Al Yimnatz Moment Harachamim. Never stop davening. Shehemar as Pasuk in Iyov says Hen Yikdalani Loi Ayachel. At the moment that they kill me, I still daven. Still believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu could help me in the last moment. I must tell my dear Talmidim that there's no such thing as a coincidence. Just today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had brought me into a situation where someone had told me that most definitively there was an absolute decision that would cause me personally, I'm a Rebbe at the end of the day, so I don't have any significant financial transactions, but I would be caused, it was a fait accompli that I'd be caused a significant financial loss in some type of business venture. And when I walked into the meeting, everything had changed. Afilu cherev chadom menachas atzav rosh al adam. Even if a person says it's a fait accompli, you should still daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and many things can change. That's a small, tiny example. Money comes and money goes, but there are other many, many significant examples in life as we see with Chizkiyo, and ultimately Chizkiyo davens, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers his tefillah. The Gemara in Yud Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Chanan, afilu bala chalomas, Amar l'adam l'machar hu meis, even if someone who sees dreams and is a significant seer and says that he's going to die, al yimna atzmo menarachim shenemar ki virov chalomos v'avolim udvarim harbe ki esolikim yira. Miyad, immediately, vayase chizkiyo ponim velakir v'ispahal al Hashem. He davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maikir, what does it mean, the wall? So, the wall means the wall, right? But Chazal darshin it homiletically. Amr Rav Shimon Lakish Mikiros Libo, from the depths of his heart. Shinemar, may I achila kiros libi. I cry out from the depths of my heart. Rabbi Levi Amr al Iske Hakir. Subject of a kir here means something along the lines of a pot, that Chizkiyo cried about the pot in his tefillah. What does that mean? He said the following. Amar lefan, Rabban Shalom, umashu namit. When it came to the Eshas Hashunamit, that's described in Malachim as the woman who took special care of Elisha Anavi, Shaloa so the kirachas ktana, that all she did was she gave Elisha one particular pitcher. And you healed her child miraculously who had died. Avi Abba, my grandfather, Shlomo HaMelech, Shechipa es ha-heichel kuloi bekesev ezov, halachas kama vekama. He paved everything, all the walls, in silver and gold, certainly. That's what the pasuk says, Zechor na es asher es halach lefanecha be'emes uvelev shalom, V'atol b'necho sisi. Mai v'atol b'necho sisi. Shesomach ke'ulo l'tfila. He mentioned the schut that was brought to him. It was the morning time at the time of Nei. Shesomach ke'ulo l'tfila. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted his tfila. There's one word we translated incorrectly before. Kir does not mean a pitcher or a vat, but it means that the Shunamis had given him one wall, a small area. And Chizkiyo's tefillah was that my grandfather covered those walls with gold, the walls of the Beis HaMikdash with gold and silver. Four lines into the wide on Yom HaBeis. Rabbi Levi Omar, what was special Chizkiyo did? Sheganaz Sefer Refuas. The schus that Chizkiyo had is that he hid a sefer, which the Gemara will go on to describe, which had the secret of refuas inside of it, in order that people should daven. Before we continue on, the second explanation of the Gemara, I'll just give you a deep reference. It's a collector's item. The Pnei Yoshua gives a fascinating explanation. It's a little bit unclear of the Gemara why Smichas Gula L'Tfila was so significant vis-a-vis Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that ultimately that's what brought him the refuah. The Pnei Yeshua al Derech HaKabbalah gives a fascinating explanation. Take a look at the Ibar Maskel, Mai V'Atol V'Anecha. But now we continue on with the second explanation of Rabbi Levi, that his schus was that he was gone the Sefer Refuah. Tan Rabban, Shisha Dvarim, Asa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There were six things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. Al gimul hodu val gimul lo hodu. They praised him for three of them, and they did not praise him for another three. Al gimul hodu lo, they praised him for the three. Then number one, gona sefer refuos, that he hid a sefer that had secrets to refuos. Vahodu lo, they praised him. Kites nachash anechoshes, he destroyed the nachash that Moshe Rabbeinu had put up, as described at the end of Parshat Chukas, and there, when the Nachash had attacked him, Moshe Rabbeinu had given them a sign to remind them of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, over the years, people began to say that it was actually the Nachash that had healed them. As the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah describes, V'chi Nachash Meimitzu Mechayed, did the Nachash do it? El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, people began to ascribe to these Nachash and Nechoshes, this ancient Nachash,
from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, healing powers, and Chizkiyo got rid of it. Notice the first two things have a lot in common. And that is that people had forgotten HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they began relying on the Sefer Refuot and Achoshes. Girur Atmos others, Almita Shel Chavolim, he dragged his father's bones. Amazing. His father, Achaz, was a terrible Rasha. And for that reason, Chizkiyo was Mevazeh his own father. And for that he was praised. For three things, he was rebuked. Sasam Megichon, he stopped off the waters of the Gichon. This is described in Divrei Hayomim, Chelek Beis, Perek, Lamed, Beis. And this was done at the time that Sanherib had begun to siege Yerushalayim. Chizkiyo cut off the Gichon tunnel that had brought water to the soldiers of Ashav Sancheret, and nevertheless, he was rebuked for it, because ultimately, when the Gichon was, he was showing a lack of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was number one. Number two, Kotzestalchsos Heichel, he cut down the doors of the Heichel. Shigram Lamelech Ashur, and he sent it to the king of Ashur as a present. And also, Chazal were not happy with him. Avar Nisan b'Nisan, v'lo hodulo. As well as, when Nisan was proclaimed, he sent it back to Adar Sheni and he didn't follow it. The Gemara finds this hard to believe. Did Chizkiyo did that? Umi lesa Chizkiyo, achodesh ezeh lechem rosh chadoshim? Zen Nisan, v'ein acher Nisan. Didn't he know that once you proclaim it, Nisan, that's it? Elotah b'dish Shmuel. But rather, he made a very particular halachic mistake. Damar Shmuel, as Shmuel had taught, he had made a mistake of Shmuel. Shmuel had taught, Eim Abrim es Hashana b'yom shoshim shel Adar, that we never make the Adar 30 days. We know that a Jewish month could be either 29 or 30 days, and sometimes we make a Jewish month Me'uberes, a full 30. However, Shmuel has a rule. If a day already has potential to be Nisan, hol v'ro l'kavu Nisan, if it has the potential to be Nisan, automatically one needs to make it Nisan. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Yubeis HaMebeis, that Chizkiyo's cheshbon was that he wanted to postpone Pesach a little bit longer, so that people who were Tamei would be able to become Tahar. To which the Gemara says that nevertheless, it was a mistake, because whenever there is a potential for Nisan to come, then one should make that day Nisan. So the Gemara says, that is the opinion of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, Eim Arben Sashem Yom Shoshim Shaladar Hov Roy Lekovo Nisan. When Nisan's coming, you can't stop the train of Gula. Savar, but nevertheless, he held, Chizkiyo held, Hol V'Roi Lo Amrinan. Hol V'Roi, we don't say. That's not enough. And you could still hold off to make Nisan. Once Nisan's been proclaimed, even Chizkiyo, of course, would never have a Havamina to do otherwise. The Gemara continues. About halfway through the middle-sized lines on Yud Amud Beis. First word on the line is Lo. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shum Rabbi Yossi Ben Zimra. Kol HaTola B'Zchus Atzmo, Tola Lo B'Zchus Acher. Whoever says in the Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this because of the particular schus that I have. And it could be that that schus is something he really has. Nevertheless, kol tol b'schus atzmo, tol lo b'schus acherim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the geula, he brings that b'schus someone else. Like, kol tol b'schus acherim. But someone davens for the schus of others, that he should be the recipient of others' zechuyos, tol lo b'schus atzmo. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it in his the chus. Moshe told the chus acher. Moshe, when he davened for Klal Yisrael, said not his own chus. Chol Avram liYitzchak uYisrael avadecha. Told lo b'schus atzmo. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu, when he responded, described Moshe Rabbeinu Shneemar vayomer lahashmidim lula Moshe bechiro kilim kuvav, which describes all the travails of the midbar.
So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if not for Moshe's tefillah, Omad b'Persefonav lahashiv chamaso mehashchis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu is what held back the terrible Gzar Din. And he had davened, Moshe had davened b'schus Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. On the other hand, Chizkiyo told b'schus Atzmo, he hung his tefillah on his own schus. B'chziv, as he says, Chor nois asher salat lefanecha. Tolo b'schus Acherim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from Sancherev, says, Shenemer v'ganosi alir zoskli hoshia l'mani uleman David avdi. It was because of me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own kvot shemayim, Sancherev was war on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well as the legacy of David. V'ayinu diur Rabbi Shua ben Levi, damar Yishua ben Levi, ma'ayin d'chziv, hine l'shalom mar li. So Pasuk recounts in Yeshayahu Chizkiyo's whole tefillah. There it has the expression hine l'shalom mar li mar, that even when there's shalom, things are bitter. Afilu b'shash sheshigalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him shalom, peace, in other words, a refuah shalema, Marlo was bitter because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it wasn't b'shuscha that I healed you. Gemara now comes back to the small kir that the Shunamis had made, which we loosely translated the second time around correctly as a wall. So the Gemara, four lines left in, begins to analyze what exactly the Eishes HaShunamis had made for Elisha. Nasana Aliyah Kir Kitana. Rabbi Shmuel Chadamar Aliyah Prua Haisa. They had this loft that was open, an air loft that was above their house, and it did not have roof. Vikiruha. And they gave it a roof. The Chadamar Achsadra Gedola Haisa. They had this large loft, Vichalkula Shnaim, they divided it for Elisha. Bishleim Alamando Omar Achsadra Hanslev Kir. If we're going to say that there was an Achsadra, there was already a portico, and they just divide it in half, so then it says Kir. Well, Alamando Omar Aliyah, but if it's this loft with an opening on top, my Kir, Shikirua. What it means is they made a roof for it, they roofed it. Shikirua, from the same word as tikra of roof. Bishleim mandar amar Aliyah, if we're going to say that it was a loft that needed something on top, hanusiv Aliyah. El mandar amar sadra, if you say it's a portico, my Aliyah, mu'ula shebe bakim, answers the Gemara. It was the best of the house. V'nasim lo sham, the Shunami suggests we should put there mita v'shulchan v'kisei u'menorah. Amar bai v'item Rabbi Yitzchak, charotza lehenos yehene ke'elisha. If somebody wants to enjoy, then he should enjoy like Elisha. And if you don't want to enjoy, act like Shmuel. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, he returned to Ramasa that there his house was. Chazal find the words Kisham Beso superfluous. Rabbi Yochanan taught us Kisham Beso means to tell us Shekol Makom Shalach Sham Beso Imo. He took his house with him. In other words, he never allowed himself to be nene from anybody else, in contrast to Elisha, who was nene from the Eishes HaShunamis. Vatomer Elisha, hine no yadati kishalakim kadosh hu. Over Eleinu Tamid, the Pasuk concludes. Eishes HaShunamis knows that this guest that she was receiving is a unique guest. How? Amar Rabbi Yosef Echani, Mikanshi Isha Makeres Ba'orchin Yotzimino Ish. A woman could figure out her guests better than a man can. Kadosh Hu Mino Yoda. How did she know that he was Kadosh? Ravish Melchana Mishalo Rosas Luv Over Al Shulchano. She never saw a fly come onto his table. The Chad Amar Sadin Shalpishin Itziyah Mitasa Lo Rosa Keri Alav. She put a flat sheet where if there was carry, it would be obvious, and she saw that there was no carry. Kadosh hu. Amar Rabbi Yosef Echanina, hu kadosh, u'mishar so, eina kadosh. He was kadosh, but Gehazi, his mishars was not, as the Pasuk said, vayagesh Gehazi lahadfa, and Rabbi Yosef Echanina understood, v'amar Rabbi Yosef Echanina, she'achza behold yafya, that he had grabbed her in her beauty. In other words, he had focused on her beauty, or physically had grabbed her as well. She had said, the Isha HaShunamis had said, over Aleinu Tamid, he constantly passes here. Somebody has a guest of a Talmud Chacham in his house. Considered as if he brought a carbon Talmud. In other words, Chazal Darshan over a Lenu Talmud, that there is a Tmidus that was involved that's making a reference to the carbon Talmud. Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Mishum Ben Yaakov. Al Yamoid Oda B'Mokum Gvoi V'Yispal Elo B'Mokum Nomuch V'Yispal. Shouldn't go high up to Davin, rather to a low point. Shenema Mimakim Krasicha Hashem. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu out from the Gemara has now gone on to quote different Mamorim, particularly those that are connected to Maseches Brachos. The Rosh Hashanah had said the name Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov because the last pasuk of Over Aleinu Tamid was Darshan by Rebbe Yosef Hanina in the name of Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. So the first thing afterwards is to daven in a low point. Tanyanami Hachilo Yamod Adam Lo Kisi Lo Gabe Shrafraf Velo Mokum Gavavi. He probably shouldn't stand above a large place. Shrafraf is a type of bench. Ella Bemokum Namuch. He should daven from a low place. We spell fish in gravus b'fnei hamakom. There is no height vis-a-vis Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar makim korsicha Hashem uksiv tefila l'anikiyatov. A person is supposed to humble himself. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chinim Meshum Rabbi Lozman Yaakov. Another yisod hamispalel tarchi chavinis raglov. When a person davens, he should have his feet together. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'aragleim regel yishore. Their feet is one straight foot. And that's how the Malachim stand. Seems from this Gemara that the Gemara is admonishing us to stand like Malachim. Another teaching. One should not eat with the dam or on the dam. The literal meaning of the is actually not clear. The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses, Rashi quotes it on the Pasuk, that the Pasuk might be referring to eating Bsar Kachin before Zrikas Dam, or eating from a behema al Adam when its blood is still oozing out before the animal actually dies. Here, Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina has a interesting drasha. First you have to dam for your blood, and then you can eat. Lo sochlu, when you still should be focusing on your dam. Put your priorities in order. Someone who eats and drinks and then davens, all of a kosel omer, I have thrown you behind, the pasuk says in Malachi, due to al tikri goyecha elegecha, do you hurt to your gaiva. Amar kosh baruch hu la'achash in his gaze kiblu olav machs mishraim. He's first focusing on himself, that's gaiva. And then he goes to Malchus Shemayim, that is not acceptable. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Yud. We will discuss in the halachic topics, a couple of topics that emerge from these last Gemaras about eating before davening and appropriate position for davening as well. Hashem, today we will focus on the halachos of the prohibition of eating before tefillah. It's interesting to note that the Gemara over here quotes two makoros, two psukim, for the prohibition of eating before davening. Number one, the pasuk is quoted, Va'osi yishlachti acharei gaivcha, and Chazal say that it's gaiva to eat and drink and then daven. And also, the Gemara quotes another fascinating drasha, loisoichlu al adam, loisoichlu kam shispalu al dimchem. In Simin Peites, in Orachayim, we have these halachos codified, and the Be'er Halacha also discusses why we need two psukim. First, let's always go in order. Let's start with the psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber, halfway through Peites Gimel, V'loy lechol v'lishtot. A person is not allowed to drink before tefillah or eat. Avol mayim muta lishtas kodim tefillah, bein bechol, bein shavuz v'yomtif, v'chein acholim umashkim
ulerefua mutter. And someone who eats because of refua, that is permissible. The Mechaber continues in Siv Dalad, hatsamei v'haroev harei mechal hachon. Someone who is extremely thirsty or hungry can eat. Im yesh becholos l'chavon daito yispalel. Vim lav imrata al yispalel ad shiyochal v'yishte. Be able to concentrate without eating, that's what he should do. But if not, then in such a case, he should first eat or drink. The Mechaber and Halacha Hey adds, Vim hischel lechol kodem alot hashachar, sarech lehafzik. V'yesh amrim she'ein sarech lehafzik. There are two opinions whether one needs to stop eating if one started at a time that is permissible. The Achronim concludes, like the opinion that says that you have to stop, even though at the moment that you started, it was acceptable. The Be'er Halacha and Dibra Maskel v'lo lechol points out, and according to his understanding, and many argue that it might be mukhrach in our Gemara that way, that when it comes to the prohibition of eating before davening, there are really two parts. That when it comes to the pasuk that says, lo sochal al adam, that's talking about tefillah. One is not allowed to eat before one davens. However, the pasuk, v'oisi hishlacht acharei gevecha, Chazal say, after you eat and drink, is gaiva for Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. The Be'er Halacha understands this. Will have a nafgamina l'halacha in a moment, that that is actually talking about Kriya Shema and is not talking about Tefillah. The Be'er Halacha concludes that we learned in the next halacha that if someone is sick, that he is allowed to eat. However, if he's strong enough to be able to say Kriya Shema first before he eats, even if you have a heter to eat, nevertheless, Kriya Shema should come beforehand. And it fits in beautifully in the Lashon of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. It is well known that the Mishnah Brura is quite stringent in terms of the scope of things that you're allowed to eat and drink. The Mechaber, one could argue it's already in the Mechaber itself, the Mechaber said it's prohibited to eat and drink, and water is permissible. And the Mishnah Berurah goes out of his way to say that it is prohibited to add sugar because he says that it's going to add chashivus. We will get back to that point. However, in Sifkat and Chaf Beis, the Mishnah Berurah makes exceptions for tea and coffee only without sugar. Yours truly, I cannot concentrate on davening without a coffee, and the Mishnah Berurah says that one is allowed to if it helps, but he goes out of his way to say, v'cholzeh b'lo tzuka. It should be noted, Rav Neventhal reports, and this is elaborated upon in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo, that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that that was in the time of the Chafetz Chaim, where sugar was a delicacy, it was eaten as a sugar cube, it was added on the side of one's mouth. There, it was a delicacy, and then adding it would be problematic. It would have chashivus. However, Shlomo Zalman says that it doesn't apply. Bizman hazeh halicha Shlomo perek sheni halacha beis hamargish tzarech lishtot kol tefillah mutar lo lishtot kafe im chalav visukar. Ach yitachen, this was Reb Shlomo Zalman himself's custom. Shnachal lomar konal chayin davar bakasha kigon shma Hashem v'chaneni, might be kedai to say a small tefillah. Maybe according to the logic of the Be'er Halacha, maybe there's room to say, to even say Kriya Shema beforehand, but it seems even Reb Shlomo Zalman himself was not machbit about this. Reb Shlomo Zalman adds that so normal for people to drink with sugar, it would not be considered gaiva at all, it would not be considered a mashke choshev. He even went so far as to suggest it could very well, everything depends on the times. He says maybe with a cube nowadays would be problematic. However, when it comes to Stam putting sugar in such a case, that would not be a problem. There is a fascinating kula in the Halicha Shomo in Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, and that is that it could very well be that this prohibition of eating before tefillah, even though, of course, it will apply
both to a man and a woman. However, a half hour before Alot HaShachar, when the Chiyuv starts, as borne out by the Mechaber Imin Simin Pei Tes, that does not apply to a woman. And therefore, a woman would be allowed to eat before Alot HaShachar. And the reason for that is argued because a woman only has one Chiyuv a day to daven, so then the Chiyuv that she gets it in by this particular time does not exist. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman did feel, again quoting Halicha Shlomo, that this halacha applies to girls just as boys, and therefore it would be appropriate for a woman before she eats to at least read Kriya Shema for Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim, as well as add a small tefillah. This will fit in very well with the Be'er Halacha's previous point that the pasuk that we had mentioned earlier, Osi Yishlachta Acharei Gavcha, according to the Be'er Halacha, corresponds to Kriya Shema. So it could very well be that by reading Kriya Shema, she has already taken care of at least one pasuk, and then to say it's tefillah k'tzara, so then with that, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that would suffice. Finally, even though we had mentioned that a chola is permissible to eat, it is clear by putting together the language of the Mishnah Brura in Simen Pei Tes, Sifat and Chav Beis, as well as the Sefer of the Chavetz Chaim, Nidche Yisrael Perichet Halacha Aleph, there is an interesting picture that emerges. On the one hand, the Mishnah Brura says that someone who's sick, Yesh lo chalishus aleif, v'tzarech zeh l'refuah, mikol makom tov shiomer b'tchilat kaponim, parsha Shema Yisrael. He should say Kriya Shema. Again, the Mishnah Brura's emphasis on Kriya Shema because, according to some, that is the tefillah. So even if he's sick, he'd still be yotzei the primary chiyuv of not having gaiva before Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. However, in the Sefer Nidchei Yisrael, he seems to be more machmir. Sefer Nidchei Yisrael was actually written for Jews who didn't know very much about their Judaism. Unfortunately, that existed even in the time of the Chafetz Chaim. And he writes, "Aval im lo kara kriya shma v'niach tefillin, afilu im cholash libo osur." Even sheyesh lo chiyuv d'oraisa, this is what emerges according to many poskim as well, that there is an iser d'oraisa for a person to eat before their daven and kriya shma. However, over here, he says, even if it's cholash libo, even if he's not feeling so well, because it's an iser d'oraisa, seems to be machmer. Yet, in the Mishnah Brura, he seems to be maker. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Sefer Siach Halacha, reconciled this stira by suggesting that in the Nidchei Yisrael, he was talking about someone who was eating a meal. Even if you're cholash libo, there is no heter. However, the heter is, and this should be kept in mind, even when a person is not feeling well, it's only a little bit until he's able to daven. And that's exactly what emerges in the Mechaber and Siv Dalid. The Hatzama v'harev harem b'chal kolim im eim yecholas. If he can't daven, then in such a case, he should eat and drink. But it's obvious only that which is necessary, because the fact that he's sick doesn't justify him eating and drinking. Only what's necessary for him to be able to have the koach for tefillah. With this, we conclude. It was a very long daf, so unfortunately we only able to get in one topic. We conclude the halacha section on daf yud.